USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Thursday, in an address to the nation, President Biden spoke from Philadelphia's Independence Hall and urged Americans to reject the beliefs of Make America Great Again Republicans.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love.
On Thursday, the Airline Pilots Association picketed at airports throughout the U.S. to call on management to recognize pilot sacrifices during the pandemic and to get serious about negotiating a contract. Captain Eric Hall was on the line in Minneapolis.
Pilots at Delta Airlines were instrumental in carrying the airline through COVID. So we were out here flying as first responders, frontline workers, and it is frustrating that we're at this stage.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
UN inspectors have braved the crossfire of Ukraine and Russian forces to get inside Europe's largest nuclear plant. The long-awaited visit to the Zaporizhia facility comes as one of the reactors was shut down temporarily due to the fighting. Rafael Grossi is leading the International Atomic Energy Agency team inspecting the Russian-occupied plant.
I have just completed a first tour of the key areas that we wanted to see in this first approach to the whole facility.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention officially recommends updating COVID-19 booster shot to the new vaccine that offers protection from the Omicron variants of the disease. The panel voted 13-1 to approve the Moderna vaccine for people who are at least 18 years old. An earlier vote also passed 13-1, recommending the new Pfizer vaccine for people who are at least 12 years old. The CDC still needs to adopt the recommendation before the shots can be distributed nationwide. This is USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
President of Taiwan says the island nation is looking forward to producing democracy chips with the U.S. She made the comment on Thursday during a meeting with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. The world's biggest contract chip maker, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, is building a $12 billion plant in Phoenix. To charge or not to charge?
Californians are being told not to charge their electric cars just days after regulators voted for a gas car sales ban. Due to excessive heat in the Golden State, officials are asking residents to avoid using large appliances and charging electric vehicles during peak usage hours of 4 p.m. through 9 p.m. The state just announced a plan to ban sales of new gas-powered cars by 2035 in an effort to curb greenhouse gases. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A new Gallup poll finds parents' concern for their children's safety at school has risen to its highest point in more than two decades. The survey was conducted nearly 3 months after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, which claimed the lives of 19 children and two adults. For the upcoming school year, some school districts have recently hired armed security guards. After witnessing a lockdown drill at her daughter's school, a woman says she gave her daughter a watch with GPS and texting capabilities. Parental fear hit its highest point in the survey in 1999 after the Columbine High School shooting. I'm Tony Marusso, and this is USA Radio News.